It's the 11th of May, and I'm calling you from well over 14,000 feet on a ridge between the village of Ferriche, where we're staying, and the village of Dingwiché. From this amazing vantage point, we can see the 4th, 5th, and 6th highest peaks in the world. That's Lhotse at 4th, Makalu at 5th, and Toroyu at 6th. Around the corner and just out of sight, of course, is Mount Everest. Amazing vantage point here. Yesterday, I left Kounde after having put Lee on a helicopter back to Kathmandu. Lee arrived here in Kathmandu some days ago directly from England with unexplained pain in his back and quite a lot of nausea. He was seen at the CWEP clinic in Kathmandu and encouraged to give it a try, meaning the track, which he did, but he still felt bad 2 days ago, so he and I went back to see the Canadian doctor at the village of Kounde near where we had camped the night before. The doctor told Lee that he needed to be further examined, even though he was fine here at the time. For the time being, we needed to find out what his pain was about. So at 8:05 yesterday morning on the 10th, Lee flew out in a helicopter. Lee's into aviation, is studying to be a pilot, and will be soon. And I think the experience, even though we're sorry his back hurt, but the experience of seeing him sitting up front with the pilot in this helicopter, headphones in place, as the two of them flew off to Kathmandu, at least he had that great experience. He said he had never been in a helicopter before. And by now, he's probably back home in England, and he can find out what those back pains were about, and we miss him, but we're happy he had the experiences he had when he was still with us. We're camped next to the Himalayan Rescue Association Clinic, and by the time I caught the rest of the group, they had all been over to see the doctors there for the lecture. Got the good news that their oxygen saturation in each member of this group was between 83 and 86%. Which is good for the first night in Ferriche at 14,000 feet. So we have that encouragement. The group looks entirely healthy. As I said, we're all up here together on a high ridge above town. That's Bob and Amy and Maggie and Fiona and myself, plus 4 Sherpas. Back down at the lodge, we had one of the Everest team spend the night there last night. They'd come down from base camp and we're recuperating in the thick air. They're planning to go to the summit on May 26th. Will, who as you know was with us for a night or two, is already back at base camp. He's reported back to Layla, back at the DA office, that he intends to try to summit between the 15th and the 18th of May. That sounds a bit soon to me. It may not be quite that fast, but we wish him luck when he does get started. And of course, we're on our way up and plan to be at Everest Base Camp if we can get acclimatized and stay healthy by May 15th. Keep you reported. Keep reporting to you about our progress. We're having great fun in these lodges down here. Maggie took an amazing picture of sunrise coming up over Amida Blom from Montemba's lodge in Pangbuche. And last night we had the Sherpa cook staff made a beautiful banana pie for us, which we enjoyed here at 14,000 feet at Ferriche. Good times in the Khumbu. We're looking forward to moving closer to base camp.